AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the visiting Bronson Vikings, 6-2 overall under head coach Andy Hatt. In the backcourt, Kinsley Bruin, a 5'6 junior, and Breland Horde, a 5'6 senior. Up front, Liz Baker, a 5'7 senior, and Grace Piles, a 5'7 senior. In the middle, Skylar Sebesky, a 5'7 senior. She's a junior. Seems as though she's been around that long, but she's actually just a junior this year. For the Coldwater Cardinals, they are 3-7 overall under head coach Ken Smoker. A bit of a shakeup in the starting lineup. Still on the backcourt will be Megan Scorfar, a 5'5 senior. And Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, team's leading scorer, 6-foot senior. Carly Smoker joining her, 5'10 junior. Getting the start in the middle tonight, Morgan Howard. She is a 5'9 junior, and as was explained earlier, kind of a shakeup of the starting lineup.
Yeah, just going to try something different, non-conference game. Morgan been out most of the season with a couple of injuries, so... Morgan going to get the start tonight in the middle, and I'm sure she's excited about that.
Well, once we get started, Coldwater will move from east to west, from left to right across your radio dial, right to left on the CCS-TV broadcast. Their home whites with the red numerals and trim. Bronson will be wearing the road purples with the white numerals and white and gold trim. They will move from right to left across your radio dial and left to right in the CCS-TV broadcast here in the first half. We actually have the camera set up opposite from where we're at tonight, partially because there is a malfunctioning side basket that hopefully will get raised up by the time the Coldwater boys host Tecumseh tomorrow. Kenzie Galloway jumping at center circle along with Skylar Sebesky. Cardinals win the tip. Scorfar is blocked. She immediately gives the ball up to Kinsley Bluen. She tracks it down deep in the backcourt. And here come the Vikings.
Cardinals start with an unforced turnover.
Not the way you really want to start if you're Ken Smoker.
No, not especially against this team. This is a good ball club.
Kenzie Galloway almost gets the steal. She tips it out of bounds to Brady Duke, the Coldwater statistician, sitting alongside Coach Tina Crabtree on the Coldwater bench. Bronson retains possession. Here's Sebesky on the right corner. Throws the ball to Bluen. The Vikings will reset. Give it to Sebesky. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Liz Baker, her shot in and out, rebounded by Megan Scorfar. Here come the Cardinals. No score. 7:20 left to play in the quarter. Kendall Galloway bounce it to Howard. Now Smoker finds Kenzie on the left corner. Cross court looking for Kendall Galloway. It was intercepted by Kinsley Bluen. She picks up the dribble, manages to keep the dribble despite pressure coming from the Cardinals as they were getting set into their man-to-man defense other end of the floor. Bluen will reset for the Vikings.
Cardinals start this game with a couple of turnovers. Not what Coach Smoker wants, no doubt about it. Got to get that ball up on the backs.
Liz Baker blows by Morgan Howard, taking advantage of the slight slowness of Morgan Howard making her first start of the season. Baker scores. It's 2-0 Vikings. And another unforced turnover as the pass goes out of bounds.
No real pressure there, just a miscommunication on the pass from the Cardinals.
Kinsley Bluen receiving the ball. She will meet up with Megan Scorfar past the half-court line. First unforced turnover for the Vikings. She did a skid stop and slid that pivot foot. She traveled, in other words. Coldwater trying to equalize after a couple of unforced turnovers. They trail 2-0. Here's Carly Smoker off a pass from Kenzie Galloway. Inside Morgan Howard off the glass from the right side. Did not get it to go in. Here come the Vikings.
Nice move there by Morgan. Just didn't get it quite to finish.
Here's Bluen, give it on the weave to Sebesky. Bounce pass trying to feed Bluen inside. It's intercepted by Scorfar. Ahead to Kenzie Galloway. 1-on-2 break. She's fouled on her take to the cup.
Grace Piles will pick up her first foul on the blocking.
Well, you notice on the coaching staff for the Bronson girls, older brother Derek Pyle is one of the Viking boys basketball standouts from the past, from the recent past, rather. Kenzie Galloway makes the first of two from the free throw line. 2-1, Vikings with 5:53 left in the first quarter. Misses, line drives the back end, and the ball comes to Piles.
Nice block out there by Piles.
Long throw to Liz Baker on the left blocks. Bounce pass inside to Piles. Morgan Howard takes a tumble in front of the Cardinal Crazies and the Pep Band. Morgan Howard's going to be assessed the foul. Her first, team first, 5:44 left in the first quarter. It's 2-1, Bronson, and they have the ball underneath their bucket. Horde trying to inbound the ball to Sebesky. It was off of Sebesky as she was being challenged by Kenzie Galloway. Galloway will trigger in the backcourt to younger sister Kendall. Kendall across the timeline. Smoker throws the ball to Megan Storfar. She was took a hard pick from Grace Piles. The ball went out of bounds back to the Vikings.
Well, the Vikings in a tough man-to-man defense right now, cutting down on the passing lanes.
They're playing much bigger than their heights would indicate, really.
Oh, definitely are.
Baker to Bluen on the left wing. Vikings lead 2-1, 5:17 left to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass will come back outside to Baker, cut off by the double team. Here's a shot for three. Doesn't go in. Malong, too, rather, does not go in either case for Grace Piles. Here come the Cardinals. Bounce pass from Kendall to Smoker. Moves to the high left blocks. Now to Howard. Out to Kenzie Galloway. Found a bit of a seam down the right baseline. Leaves it short. She had the rebound taken away by Sebesky. Lewin having all sorts of trouble with her footing. She manages to keep her footing and her dribble. She gets it across the timeline. Loose ball comes out. Sebesky. Three ball. Bounces off the rim. Whistle. And a foul underneath will go against the ladies in purple and gold. And, trouble for Andy Hatt. Grace Piles picks up her second foul. Oh, that will force Michaela Sikorsky, 5'7 senior, to come in for Piles. Meanwhile, Jordan Shirey checks into the Coldwater lineup. She is a 6-foot senior. Coming off the bench, we'll see how she does offensively. She has the ball on the elbow, the Kendall. Now Smoker at the free throw line, cut off by the man-to-man D. Here is Kenzie Galloway, finds Smoker on the right wing. On the weave, it comes to Scorefar, moving to the baseline. Shirey outside to Smoker, her shot from the elbow, a short loose ball collected by Sebesky for Bronson. They lead 2-1, 4:10 left to play in the first quarter.
Not a lot of scoring so far as both teams just kind of feeling each other out here. Tough defense.
Really, the highest scoring game so far of the two that have been played was that freshman contest where Vicksburg beat Coldwater. Doubled them up, in fact, 54-27. Alley-oop going to Liz Baker underneath, blocked from behind by Shirey. She gets the ball out to the left corner and drains a triple. Check that. That's a long two. Well, that makes it 4-1. Vikings 3:40 left to play in the quarter. Kenzie trying to answer top of the key. Can't. Loose ball tracked down by Breland Horde. Ahead to Kinsley Bluen. 4-1. Vikings 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. Scorefar guarding Bluen. Bluen with a runner from the free throw line. Got a very nice bounce. And the Vikings now lead 6-1. Here comes Kendall Galloway, slings the ball, looking for Scorefar off of her hands. Pressure coming from Horde. It will be Bronson ball, Sikorsky to trigger to Bluen in the backcourt.
Well, it's going to be hard to get to 65 points tonight when you only got one here in the first quarter.
That's coming on a one of two trip from the charity stripe for Kenzie Galloway. They haven't made anything yet from the field. Oh, nice pass to Sikorsky. Her shot from the right baseline off the glass, no good. Shirey with the rebound. Kendall to Kenzie, looking for an open score far right baseline. Dribble drive, kick it out. Score far for three. Bam! From the left corner.
Kenzie Galloway got her feet square that time, knocked down that three-pointer from the corner. Great pass from Megan Scorefar.
6-4, Vikings with 2:33 left to play in the first quarter. Cross-county battle between Bronson and Coldwater. one that the Vikings won and won convincingly last season. So shot from the elbow doesn't go in for Baker. Smoker with a rebound being mugged by Breland Horde. Here comes Kendall Galloway. Moving to the elbow, kick it out to Scorefar from the left corner. Her long two is short, one and done. Good boxing out by Sobeski for Bronson. Sobeski to Horde, back left corner of the front court. Gives it to Sobeski at the free throw line. Mugged by a triple team led by Kenzie Galloway. Ball out of bounds off the Cardinals. The Vikings will get it back. Kelly Perucci and Shelby Bowers coming in for Coldwater. And Kelsey Robinson for Bronson. Bowers, a 5'11 junior, Perucci, a 5'6 senior, Robinson for Bronson, a 5'4 sophomore. She has the ball, tosses it to Bluen up top now to the right corner, Sikorsky. Sobeski, right wing three, off the rim, no good, whistle on a foul on the battle for the rebound.
Shirey over the back there of number 32,
Liz Baker. Oh, Shirey's first foul is a team second. The speedster, Michaela Gillette, checks in as Kenzie Galloway comes to the bench for Coldwater. Gillette, a 5'4 junior. Robinson triggering for Bronson underneath the bucket, 6-4 with a minute 45 left to play in the first quarter. The Vikings lead. There's a dribble drive by Blue and shoots from just inside the free throw line. It's short, and Shirey with the rebound. Score far, long throw ahead to Perucci. Nice pass to Shelby Bowers. Reverse over the bucket. And tapped out of bounds off the Vikings. Good grab by Gary Baker from the reporter.
Good job running the break. You just got to finish that, ladies.
Gillette to trigger to Perucci. Right corner inside the arc. Swing the ball around to Bauer. She's on the left elbow. Comes back to Perucci, and she traveled as she took off right baseline. 1 minute, 21 seconds left to play. Quarter number one from here at Coldwater High School. The Bronson Vikings with a 6-4 lead over Coldwater. Glad you're listening on this Monday night, wherever you are in Branch County or around the world. The Local Sports Live link available to you at WTVBAM.com. Here's Kinsley Bluen moving to the left corner. Comes back out to the right wing to Kelsey Robinson. Bounce pass to Sikorsky at the free throw line. Out to Bluen for three. She drains it from the left wing. That's four for Liz Baker, five for Kinsley Bluen, and the Vikings lead 9-4 with 42 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Shirey to Gillette, dribble driving on the weak side. She's fouled from behind. The poke away by Liz Baker, but Liz Baker got some arm in there too.
Baker picking up her first foul.
Third team foul for Bronson. Michaela Gillette at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one draws iron. It remains for the time being 9-4 Vikings.
Knocks down the second one.
9-5. What a way to make a living. Gillette shooting 60% from the free throw line this season. 6 of 10 coming in. 31 seconds left to play. A poke away by Kelly Perucci away from Robinson on the left wing. The Vikings retain possession. 30.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Robinson is looking. The count's on. Bounce pass to Sobeski. Now Liz Baker trying to get the ball back to Bluen. It's stolen by Michaela Gillette. One on two break. Mugged from behind by a trailing. I think that was Sobeski that picks up the foul.
That was Bluen, I believe, Sean. Well, yep, yeah. One of the two. Yep.
Well, you were right. I caught the four, but I didn't catch the other number because everybody was going so fast. Oh, Gillette back at the free throw line. Draws iron on the first one. The foul by Bluen is her first, team fourth for the Vikings. 9-5. Remains 9-5. Misses on both ends. The rebound putback does not go in for Gillette because it was partially blocked. Here come the Vikings with another chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. They lead by four. 12 seconds left to play in the quarter. Bluen between the circles to Sobeski. Now up top to Baker. Swing it to Bluen on the left wing. Alley-oop trying to get it inside to Liz Baker. It was off her hands as she was making her cut. The Cardinals get it in the backcourt. Exactly 3 seconds left to play in the quarter. Smoker to... Oh, Coach Kent Smoker retrieves the loose ball. Gillette gets it. Inbounds to Megan Scorfar. Does a three-quarter court shot, and it was rather half-hearted as it comes into the arms of Shelby Bowers. After one, it is Bronson at 9, Coldwater 5. Back in a minute, you're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Bronson Ball to start the second quarter. They lead 9-5. Kendall and Kenzie Galloway and Morgan Howard checking back into the Coldwater lineup.
John, do you know, did Bronson, did the kids have school over there today, or were they off?
I believe they were off as well, as most schools around the area were off, either an in-service or they observed Martin Luther King Day. Cardinals had the steal, but the Vikings got it right back, and Liz Baker takes advantage with a 15-foot jumper from the right baseline. It's now 11-5.
Just wonder, both teams, I think kids slept in a little bit today or something. They're a little lackadaisical.
Bounce pass to Kendall Galloway. Falls short. Loose ball. Sikorsky with it. And it's going to go out of bounds.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Because we were looking away, it's going to be Coldwater ball as Michaela Gillette checks back in. The inbound to Morgan Howard. Finds Smoker inside to Gillette. She couldn't finish. She got her own rebound and put back and one.
Just that real quickness of Gillette in there. Picking up that little loose ball.
Michaela Sikorsky picking up her first foul. Team fifth for the Vikings. That's 11-7. Bronson up four and now up three as Gillette finishes on a three-point play. Alexa Ratkowski checking in for the first time. She is a 5'6 sophomore. Younger sister of Kylie Ratkowski, who we remember for a few years for the Vikings. Really in all sports. The Cardinals are pressing. Sabesky's pass tipped, stolen by Kendall Galloway. Kenzie's three-pointer from the left wing is an air ball. Went WNBA range, except that she was still in the around the high school three-point line. Ball poked away by Kendall Galloway, and she's going to be assessed the foul.
Easy to make those calls when you're 40 feet from the basket. Those are the kind of coaches just don't like.
Ball was being poked away from Kelsey Robinson. Ratkowski inbounds the ball to Robinson, who is playing a little bit of point right now while Bluen is getting a breather on the Bronson bench. The Vikings lead 11-8. A steal off a tip. Here come the Coldwater Cardinals. It was Kendall Galloway that had the steal. She's on the right wing, getting it to Howard on the elbow. In traffic to Smoker. Shoots. Rolls off the hoop from the left elbow. Sabesky with a rebound. Finds Kelsey Robinson. Robinson bounce pass to Skylar Sabesky on the right sideline. It comes to Baker, and now Robinson on the left wing slings the ball back out to Ratkowski. Now here's Baker to Sabesky. Get it to Ratkowski on the left wing. Nothing opening up inside. The Cardinals turning up the pressure on the defense. A block by Carly Smoker. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Kenzie to Gillette, and she gets a layup. 6 points for Michaela Gillette off the bench, and it's just a one-point Brunson lead, 11-10, 5:37 left in the half. Robinson bounce pass to Sebeski. Looking for Liz Baker, but her back was turned thanks to Carly Smoker. Unforced turnover, giving the ball back to Coldwater. Blewin back in for the Vikings. Robinson to the bench. Kendall Galloway with the ball. Kenzie Galloway, Morgan Howard, Carly Smoker, and Michaela Gillette out there for the Cardinals right now. They trail by one, 11-10, 5:16 left to play in the half. Kendall slings the ball to Howard at the free throw line. Bounce pass back to Kendall on the corner. Now inside, Morgan Howard trying to post up. We'll get it back outside. Three ball rolls off the hoop for Gillette. Loose ball going to be collected by Kenzie. Now back to Kendall. Bounce pass looking for Smoker. Liz Baker gets the steal. It was poked away by the Cardinals. Bronson will get it back, and Coldwater will get Jordan Shirey in for Morgan Howard.
That's a nice rotation now for Ken Smoker, Coach Ken Smoker over there with the two young ladies. They'd be able to rotate in and give each other a breather.
Well, I think that was the intention going into the season.
Yes, it was.
The injury to Howard at the Lakeview game kind of altered those plans a little bit.
Ooh, steal by Kendall.
Kendall ahead to Michaela Gillette. Bounce pass to Smoker. Back to Gillette, left it short. Rebound by Shirey, tried to force it in, can't get it to go in. Here's a shot, long two from the left wing, short. Rebound, putback doesn't go in for Smoker. Whistle, and we will have a Coldwater foul. Jordan Shirey picks up her second foul, team fourth. Megan Scorefar back into the Coldwater lineup. Let's reset the five on the floor for the Vikings. Kinsley Blewin, Michaela Sikorsky, Liz Baker, Alexa Ratkowski, and Skylar Sebeski. They are the five for the purple and gold right now. They lead 11-10, 4:15 left to play in the half. Off a screen, Blewin gives the ball to Baker. Her three-pointer from up top is short. Ball ricochets off of a couple of Vikings and hauled in by Shirey. It was poked away by Sebeski. Shirey trying to retain possession. Whistle, and a foul will go against Sebeski. That will be her first foul, team sixth. Next foul against the Vikings means 1-1 the rest of the half to Coldwater. 4:02 left to play in the half.
Skylar Sebeski just a little impatient out there. I think the defensive Kenzie
Galloway. Oh, she got a steal. She got a steal. And will she get the layup? No. Kenzie Galloway gets back on defense and commits the foul. Her first team fifth now for Coldwater.
Just to mention, and Skylar just seems to be a little impatient out there right now, and she needs to get off the snide here. She doesn't have any points yet.
First of two from Sebeski draws the back of the iron. Mandy Hatt will call timeout. 3:50 left to play in the half, 11-10 Vikings. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Bronson High School. Skylar Sebeski returns the free throw line to finish her two-shot trip to the stripe. She missed on the front end, so it remains 11-10 Vikings with 3:50 left in the half. I'll check that. That was the first one.
No, that what happened there was she did shoot one, Sean, but there was a lane violation.
So it's now three to make two. So she gets the first one. Did she miss the second?
Yes, she did.
So it's 12-10. Vikings, the ball out of bounds. Sikorsky had it poked away from her on the battle underneath. If it seems like I'm a little off, that's because I'm getting used to the format of a brand new scorebook that I picked up over the weekend. Kenzie Galloway gets the ball from Scorefar. Scorefar gets it back and shoots from the right elbow. Misses, rolls off the hoop. Sikorsky with a rebound for Bronson. They lead 12-10. 3:25 and counting left to play in the half. Alexa Ratkowski to Sobeski, left elbow. Kick it out to Baker. Left baseline, 15-footer goes 17. Shirey with the rebound. Mugged by Sobeski. Finds Kendall Galloway. Kendall taking it coast to coast. Cut off. Kick it out to Shirey. And now Scorefar. Right elbow shot rolls to the left. Loose ball is going to be screened out by Kendall Galloway, knowing that Bluen touched it last. Coldwater ball underneath their bucket. 3:05 left to play in the half. Before that, Breland Horde will come back in to the Viking lineup. Alexa Ratkowski to the bench. We haven't seen Grace Pyle since she picked up two quick fouls midway through the first quarter. Smoker receives the inbound. She's cut off on the right blocks. Kendall Galloway will reset. Tough man-to-man defense being played by the ladies in purple and gold. Smoker to Kendall Galloway. Her shot from the right elbow short. Loose ball. Rebounded and put back by Carly Smoker. We're tied at 12. 2:45 left in the half. And the bounce pass off of Coldwater. Quickly it went to the other end of the floor. Viking ball in front of the Coldwater Crazies. Kind of a subdued crazy section here tonight, seeing as how the high school was off today.
Well, kind of a subdued crowd in general. Real quiet in here. And Kinsey Galloway is going to pick up her second foul, if I'm not mistaken.
On the dribble drive by the Vikings.
No, Kendall's going to get that one.
Oh, one of the Galloway sisters is going to pick up the foul.
Well, actually, it was a break for Kinsey because that would have been her second. So,
well, it's Kendall that picks up her second. She comes to the bench. Michaela Gillette comes in. Harley Smoker to the bench, and Shelby Bowers comes in for Coldwater. Horde will trigger underneath the bucket to Liz Baker in traffic. Shoots over the double team in front of her and scores. That's 8 points now for Liz Baker, and the Vikings retake the lead 14-12. 2:26 left in the half. Long throw underneath. Jordan Shirey puts the ball down on the floor. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's what Coach Smoker told
me.
Yeah. Well, she got the ball outside. Trying to sling it inside to Gillette off the Vikings. Collected by Kenzie Galloway. A shot from Shirey from the low right blocks over the hoop and out of bounds off the Vikings. So the Cardinals catch a bit of a break.
Shelby Bowers in there just pounding those boards in there. Doing a real nice job.
Kenzie inbounds to Shirey, looking for Bowers. It was poked away by Kinsley. Oh, check that. Kelsey Robinson playing tough. Oh, check that. That was Baker. No, that was Robinson that was getting in Bowers' way. Cardinals retained possession. It was off of the Vikings. So Kenzie will try this inbound play again to Shirey. Comes out to Kenzie. Three ball. In
and
out of
it. In. All right.
My goodness.
Cardinals needed that one.
Cardinals have their first lead of the night, 15-14, thanks to that very fortuitous bounce on the three-pointer by Kenzie.
I thought that ball was going to hang up there on the rim.
It spun around once and spit back out, hung on the back of the rim, and finally fell through. That's what happened to give the Cardinals a one-point lead, 15-14. Baker inside to Horde. Comes back out to Baker, who double dribbles. Howard back in for Coldwater. Shirey to the bench. For Coldwater, they lead 15-14. A minute 18 and counting left to play in the half. Here's Scorefar being met up by Horde on the defensive side. Gillette to Galloway. From just outside the free throw line, too strong off the back of the hoop.
Michaela Gillette.
How about that? The ball went off of Howard and right into Gillette's arms. She gets two, and the Cardinals lead by three, 17-14. 55 seconds and counting left to play in the half. I think Michaela Gillette merits strong consideration tonight for our Player of the Game honors, which we'll do at the end of the night. Skylar Sobeski, don't count the bucket because she traveled as she was backing her way down the blocks. Kendall Galloway will check back in for Coldwater. Alexa Ratkowski back in for Bronson. And a 30-second timeout called by Ken Smoker. 47.8 seconds left in the half at 17-14 Coldwater. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Branch County High School Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of their first timeout. They lead 17-14. Bronson's dropping into a 1-3-1. Well, it looked like a 1-3-1 zone to start off.
No, they're just going to pick up man here. Cardinals going to go into their four corners.
Dribble drive. Kenzie Galloway to Morgan Howard. It's just a little short. Howard gets the rebound. Now comes back out to score far. Well, actually, I stand corrected. I guess someone went out of bounds. And Megan tossed the ball back to the referee, and everybody was going down the other end of the floor. Players on the floor weren't even aware of what was going on.
I think we're all confused right now. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? It's going to be Bronson ball. The ball went back out to Scorfar, who recognized that it was going to be Bronson ball. That allows Coldwater to get Michaela Gillette back in. Bronson to get Grace Piles back in. First action since midway through the first quarter for her. Blue one with the ball off of Piles' screen. A dribble drive going underneath the bucket. Kick the ball out. Alexa Ratkowski, 15-footer is short, and the ball goes out of bounds. It is going to go back to the Cardinals with 7.2 seconds left in the half. And now Sikorsky back in for Bronson. Piles comes to the bench. The Vikings are going to throw out some token pressure. Scorfar finds Kenzie Galloway with four, with three, with two. Long throw to Morgan Howard, too far underneath the bucket. Throws it right to Kinsley Bluen at the buzzer. 17-14, Coldwater on top of Bronson. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this three-minute break. You're listening to Branch County High School Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Get fresh food fast. At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. Enjoy hard or soft shell beef tacos for just a dollar each. And why not add a refreshing margarita for just $3 or a Corona for just $2? Enjoy Karen's homemade chili or their soup of the day. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. Stop by today and check out their new look.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. The Cardinals leading the Bronson Vikings 17-14. Wasn't this a close to a first quarter score up at Battle Creek Central on Friday?
I believe so, but just kind of a real lackadaisical effort on both teams' part. I haven't seen a whole lot of anybody out there with a lot of fire tonight. I don't know if it's the day off of school and too much sleep for the young ladies, or I would love to say it's just great defense, but I don't even think it's that. Neither team have shot the ball well, and both these are good ball clubs. We just haven't seen that tonight, as it's just kind of been a lackadaisical effort.
Well, I don't think the girls were allowed to sleep in because there was a morning shoot-around scheduled for at least for the Coldwater girls. I don't know about Andy Hat Squad.
Well, I know that, they shot around at, not till 1 o'clock or something, or noon. So, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But just kind of a ho-hum first half here as the Cardinals lead 17-14 after we've seen just a tremendously great game up at Battle Creek Central between the Lady Bearcats and Lady Cardinals last Friday night, and just an up-and-down game that was just fun to watch, fun to have on the radio.
Well, before we go over the numbers, we should tell you that our halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals and the Vikings tonight. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call at 278-6960. First for the Cardinals, Kenzie Galloway with 7 points, thanks to a couple of three-pointers and a 1-2 trip from the free throw line. Carly Smoker with the bucket. Michaela Gillette leading the way for Coldwater off the bench with 8 points. Those are the 17 that are up on the board for the Lady Cards. Meanwhile, for Bronson, Kinsley Bluen with 5 first quarter points. Liz Baker leading the way for the Purple and Gold with 8. And Skylar Sebeski, the Vikings' leading scorer so far this season, held to just a single free throw. Those are the 14 that are up on the board for Bronson. By the quarters, Bronson won the first frame 9-5. Coldwater outscored Bronson in the second 12-5.
Well, I believe there's two things going on right out there now. It's just the defense of Kinsey Galloway on Skylar Sebeski. And I think, Kinsey, like Coach Smoker had said, has just turned her game around completely. And not only an offensive threat, but just a real fine defensive player. She's given Skylar some problems with her length, and that's what slowed Skylar down tonight. Liz Baker's picked up with 8 points. She's picked up that offensive threat for the Vikings. And on the Cardinals end, really the difference in this ball game, 3 points, and that was that three by Kenzie Galloway that went in, went out, kind of set on the edge of the rim, and then just barely fell through there in the second quarter to put the Cardinals up by three.
I myself am hoping that Larry Knaus, the varsity volleyball coach, who is also coaching one of the middle school volleyball basketball teams rather this season, got a good look at that, because I want to post that to the CCS TV Coldwater YouTube channel later this week.
Yeah,
that was a sight to behold.
That was kind of different there, as it just kind of set on the back edge of that rim and then just fell through. But anyway, just kind of a game that I was looking forward to. I thought we were going to see and it is a good competitive game. And hopefully this second half will come out and it'll be real competitive in the second half as the girls kind of settle in.
The underclassmen games were essentially a split. Coldwater beat Bronson in the JV girls game 29-24. In the freshman game, since Bronson does not field a freshman girls basketball team, Coldwater brought Vicksburg in, and the Bulldogs doubled up the Lady Cards 54-27.
In the JV game, Tina Crabtree's girls just, man, they struggled hitting the basket tonight with their shots, and they've been a better shooting team than that all year. And but they eked out a victory, and that's what's important some nights. And, you know, so we'll see what happens here in the varsity game. Then the freshman game, playing a freshman Vicksburg team, the Lady Cardinals just came out on the short end.
Here at halftime of the girls' varsity game, 17-14, Coldwater on top of Bronson. Back in 90 seconds with the second half, you are listening to Branch County High School girls basketball on WTVB.
This time of year going out means looking for a place to get in out of the cold. And Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater is the perfect place. There are so many things that make Benedict's a hot spot, like choice Black Angus, daily dinner and drink specials with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and live entertainment Thursday nights. That's Coldwater's premier steakhouse. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.